Neon Inkwell.
That's incredible.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Rusty Quill presents Inexplicables.
Hello? Sorry, Meredith, is that you?
What?
It's Harold.
Who?
It's Harold!
Oh, Christ, no need to yell, Jesus.
Sorry!
Oh.
Sorry, did I wake you? It's nearly midday.
Harold, right, hey, what is it?
Oh, well, okay, I don't really know how to say this. It's pretty, I mean, are you in a safe space right now? Private. I mean, it sounds like you're at home, so...
I am. I don't work weekends.
It's Friday, Meredith.
Is it? Shit.
Okay, look. Meredith, it's really important that you listen to me right now, okay? If you're drunk or high or whatever, I need...
Oh, Christ. Harold, just spit it out or piss off. I'm not in the mood.
Meredith, I'm just trying to talk to you about something important. What is that?
Oh, for God's sake. One sec. Harold, listen, thanks for the call and all that, but I'm clearly way too busy to talk.
You just said you were at home.
Yeah, busy at home.
Right, well, this won't take long. I need to tell you...
Christ!
Miss Stonewell, could you open the door, please? We've had noise complaints. Again.
Who is that? Are you with someone?
It's the TV. Listen, Harold, now's really not a good time.
No, wait, no, don't hang up.
Oh, what is it, Harold?
So, okay, right. Well... I don't really know how to say this, but it's very important that you hear it from me first.
I know you're in there, Miss Stonewell.
Despite everything that's happened, we're still family.
I can do this all day, Miss Stonewell.
Oh, for God's sake, Meredith, can you turn the TV off? This is important!
Miss Stonewell.
Fuck! Fine!
Miss Stonewell.
What?
We've had several noise complaints from residents last night, and as you know...
Yes, noise, fine.
As you know, you've already had your final warning in this matter.
Sure, fine, I won't do it
and
again.
Since it violates Clause 12 of your tenancy agreement...
Fine, I get it. Just add it to my next rent bill, you fucking vampire.
And since there are already fees owing to the sum of £2,787... No pence.
Just give me a minute, Harold.
We are left with no choice but to evict you forthwith. You have 48 hours to comply.
Meredith, is everything okay?
Do you understand me, Miss Stonewell?
48 hours, Miss Stonewell. After that...
I heard you! Now piss off before I take your agreement and shove it up your...
Meredith, please!
What? Harold, for fuck's sake, what is it? Spit it out!
Mum's dead, all right? She's dead.
What?
Mum died. Heart attack.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
So, do you need me to do anything, or...
Do I need you to do anything? No, I don't need you to do anything. I've just told you that Mum's dead.
All right, Jesus. I was just offering.
I just thought you might want to know. We're orphans now. I thought you might actually care.
I do care.
I don't know what I expected.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, whatever. Look, I'm meeting the executor in Gravesby tomorrow. To sort the funeral, the house, the business, and everything.
Gravesby.
Train leaves Houston 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. You can come or not. Do whatever you want.
Oh, wait. Fuck.
Once again, this is an express service to York, calling out Peterborough, Newark, Northgate, Doncaster and York. Mind doors, please, mind the front door.
Fuck, damn owl!
Christ, here we go. Meredith, hey, I didn't think you'd...
Harold, hey, hold this for a sec.
Whoa, heavy. What's this?
My stuff.
Really?
I'm allowed a bag, Harold.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're also carrying a chair.
Oh, quit whinging.
I'm not whinging.
I'm not in the mood. This shit's heavy and I had to run from the tube. Who's this?
What? I mean... I don't know.
She's in my seat.
I'm sorry, I think you might be mistaken. You see, my ticket...
Yeah, jog on. I'm sitting here.
I really don't see why I should...
Move!
Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm so sorry.
Right, cool. So, which do you want, aisle or window?
Christ on a bike, I don't know either.
Window's mine, then.
Listen, Meredith, about yesterday...
It's fine.
Okay.
Does that not get old, going off every 5 seconds?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I suppose. Annoying.
Who is it?
Probably nobody.
You have one new message. Received today at 10:37 a.m.
This is Stonewell. This is John Belfrage from the FCA. Could you give me...
Message deleted. You have no new message.
So, are you still at, thingy? That... design agency?
No, I'm on sabbatical right now.
Oh, right. So is that paid, or...?
Yeah, the last place was a proper mess. CEO was doing lines every time he went for a piss, which I don't normally mind, but then he properly lost it at a client launch, like screaming and running around and everything. So I just thought, you know what? Fuck this noise. I can make more freelance anyway.
Yeah. Gig economy and all that.
What about you? Are you still an accountant or whatever? What?
Meredith, what is that?
What's what?
Wine, seriously. It's 10 o'clock in the bloody morning.
And?
And it's a bit early, don't you think?
No. These days it's actually very, very late for me. Besides, everyone drinks on trains.
You don't think it's a little...
A little what?
Never mind.
No, go on.
None of my business.
No, it's not.
It's just that... Well... Cressida said she's got some paperwork we'll need to sign, so just, you know.
It's one glass of wine, Jesus.
Just don't go crazy today, okay? Promise me you won't.
I'll be fine. Jesus, you're worse than Mum. What kind of name is Cressida anyway?
Sorry?
Cressida just sounds like a posh sandwich or something, you know. Hello, yes, I'll have a beef with Cressida.
She worked with Mum, CFO or something. They were business partners for years.
Right. So, she the one who told you what happened with Mum?
Yeah. They think she died in her sleep.
Alone?
What? I don't know. Probably. Why?
Just curious. You do know you can silence phones, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When did you become so popular?
Oh, yeah, that's me. Mr. Popular.
Right, move. I need a slash. Back in a minute. Watch my stuff and keep away from my bottle.
Jesus. This is going to be a disaster.
You have one new message. Received today at message deleted. You have no new messages.
So, Harold, if you can sign here. And sign and date here.
No problem.
Lovely. Now, Meredith, if you could just sign here below Harold. Last one, I promise.
Good, because my hand is fucking killing me. I've got, what's it called? Repetitive strain. I've got teenage boy wrist.
Meredith.
Hell, I've got full-blown teenage Harold wrist.
Meredith, will you please just sign the bloody paperwork?
All right. Keep your hair on. What's left of it, anyway.
Thank God for that.
All right, I believe that's everything for now. Thanks again for your patience. I know this process can feel very involved.
No, not at all. We really appreciate it. You made it all really straightforward.
Suck up.
Now, I thought we could read the will after the wake, if that suits you both?
Yes. Thank you, Cressida. That would be great.
Thank you, Cressida. That would be great.
Would you just stop? Please.
I'm going to speak at the funeral, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'll go the whole hog and do it like a TED talk, get a slideshow, maybe one of those head mic thingies.
I see.
Meredith, why don't you head upstairs and make a start on Mum's stuff? We'll need to decide what's going to charity and...
What, go through Mum's wardrobe and that?
Sure.
Yes, mate. I call dibs on anything good.
Fine. I am so sorry.
There's absolutely no need to apologise. Grief does funny things to people.
Yeah, that and two bottles of red in a single train journey.
I'm sure it'll pass.
Hmm.
Will you two be staying in Gravesby long?
Well, I'm taking some leave from the firm at the moment, so I'll be here for at least the next couple of weeks.
You work for Hockenhulls, don't you? I recall your mum saying...
I've done some work for them, yes. Although I actually do a lot of direct work with clients. Hedge fund investor, sir.
Oh, I see. Yes, I know all about that. Did my time in the trenches.
Nope. Nope. Nope! What the fuck even is that? Ugh. Every fucking shade of beige known to man. Oh, hello. What have we here? Tasteful. Expensive. Sake. Come on, you bloody light.
What are you doing? Meredith, stop!
Get off me!
What the hell are you doing? I told you to sort Mum's stuff, not burn it!
Fuck you, she deserves it.
Meredith, dear, why don't we go back inside and have a nice cup of coffee?
Piss off, both of you! Like you even fucking care about me or her. She's not even in the ground, and you're already divvying everything up. Get fucked!
Should we go after her?
No, it's fine. She doesn't know what she's doing, she's just drunk. And being back here is clearly hard for her. Obviously no excuse, but anyway, I'm so sorry you had to see this.
Don't think anything of it, really. In fact, you'll have to forgive me, as I really must head off. I've got a meeting with the town planners, and they are a surprisingly impatient bunch.
Of course. I'll see you out.
No, I'll be fine. I know my way around Iris's house. If you need anything, you can call me, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. I'll see you on Friday.
Harold Stonewell?
Hello, Mr. Stonewell. This is John Belfrage with the FCA. How are you?
John! Hi! Hello. Yes, sorry.
I must have just missed you on Tuesday. Switchboard said you'd gone home for the day.
Yeah, I had to leave. I've had some very bad news. Family bereavement. I'm afraid I'm not in London at the moment.
Sorry to hear that, Harold. I'll keep it brief. I'm trying to set up a time for you to come in for your interview.
Yeah, well, as I said, I'm not in London right now. My mother has passed away quite suddenly, so I really need a bit of time to...
If logistics are an issue, we can arrange for a video call. I know Hockenhulls are as eager as we are to get the facts on the transactions you've been processing.
Sorry, John. I'm really going to have to go.
Well, when's best for me to...
Shit. Thanks again for your help with all this.
It's the least I can do. Your mother and I, we were very close. I wouldn't have it any other way. You'll have to excuse me. I think I need some time alone.
Of course.
Come round once you've finished up at the wake, and we'll see if we can't get the will read. I'll see you both later. Harold. Meredith.
You'd better not be like this for the whole thing. What happened to that big speech of yours? Fine. Whatever. We'll just say our thanks and then bounce straight on to the will. We can be gone by tomorrow and you can get back to whatever.
Oh, hello, my loves. You won't know us, but we work with your mum at ICS.
Oh, hi, right. ICS. Yeah.
I know you must be sick to the back teeth of hearing it, but we just wanted to come over. Say hi. And pass our condolences. Didn't we, Frank? I'm Shahila, by the way.
Sorry for your loss.
Thanks. We really appreciate it. I'm Harold, and this is my sister, Meredith.
Hey.
Oh, you look absolutely frozen, my love.
I'm fine.
Oh, nonsense. Here. Stand under my brolly. There we go. Nice and cosy. So, I hear you've had to come straight from London. How was your ride up?
Fine, yeah. It was fine.
Cressida tells me you work in finance. That's exciting.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. It's overseas investments. Hedge funds, mainly. Bit boring, really.
Oh, doesn't sound boring, does it, Frank? Sounds very James Bond to me. And how about you, Meredith? Are you another big, hotshot city slicker like your brother?
I'm just gonna head inside.
Meredith? Hang on, wait. Sorry, I'd better...
Oh, no, of course. No, we'll follow you.
Just a bit much, I think. Meredith?
Not even the wake, and she's already half cut.
Give the poor lass a break, Frank. She's just lost her mum.
No, I said a large red this time. Large, yeah? That glass there, that's a large. Yeah, and a double soco as is, and a... Frank, you want anything?
Water.
And a water. Party over here with Frank, am I right?
Maybe we should get you something to eat instead, eh? They've got some lovely bread at the buffet. Very fancy.
Just leave her to it. She'll do what she wants.
Oh, come on. This is the one day you get to make a complete arse of yourself and no one gives a fuck. Here, you can have the rest of mine. Oops.
I think she's had enough, lad. Why don't you take her back to the house and...
So are things busy at the, Sorry, was it the ISC?
It's ICS.
Come on, Harold, cut loose for once. You've been a killjoy ever since you got rat-arsed at that Evanescence gig, do you remember?
Yes, yes, Mum was always talking about the ISC.
He was making out with someone and then vommed everywhere all over.
It's just so touching to see everybody here like this.
Yes, of course.
But he was so embarrassed, he just pegged it, just scarpered and left her there dripping in his puke.
Would you please shut up?
Come on, love, let's find a nice corner, just us girls, eh? That's it.
God, her face. Her face.
Plenty of housing in the area, and the vast majority is perfectly affordable.
Shuhella, watch out.
Oh, bollocks. Right, yes. How about we just pop over here instead? Have a look at these lovely cards people have written.
All this talk about rising homelessness doesn't actually factor in the steps that have already been taken by this administration.
Who's that?
He's the mayor of Gravesby.
Oh, Christ.
And ultimately, we cannot be held responsible if people choose not to take advantage of the systems we implement.
The mayor? Well, fuck me. Does he have one of those massive gold necklaces? I reckon that's got to be compensating for something.
Will you just shut up?
Oh, hello. Is that Iris's children?
Oh, dear.
William Allen, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, thanks.
Your mother did so much for the people of Gravesby. You should be very proud.
Well, that's very kind of you
proud.
To say.
I'll tell you.
Please don't.
Easy, lass.
It's pretty hard to be proud of someone who kicks you out at 17. Someone who tells you that you're a lost cause, and then, right, she ignores your calls.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
There's no fucking wonder Dad died so early, poor bastard. Sat up with that stone cold.
That's enough, lass.
Hey, don't you touch me. Don't you dare touch me.
It's
the grief, you see.
Oh. Right. Yes. Grief.
I am so sorry.
Getting all up in my face like that. How dare you?
Mr. Allen.
Who the fuck is this?
Lily Johns. Mr. Allen's personal assistant.
Ooh, lardy fucking da, his assistant.
I'm so sorry, but Mr. Allen has another appointment.
Yes, of course.
Ah, yes, right. That time already, is it? Such a shame. So sorry, Mustache. But again, my sincere condolences.
Fuck your condolences.
I'm so sorry.
The car's waiting downstairs, sir.
Toodle-pip and ta-ta.
We're leaving.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. Cressida's downstairs.
I'm not going anywhere till I've got my drinks.
Why don't we get you something to eat first, yeah? We'll bring it out to you.
Meredith, we have to read the will.
Oh, fuck that. Not like she'll have left me anything.
Come on now.
Jesus, will you all just get off me? Stop acting like I'm a fucking child you need to babysit. All of you just get fucked. Oh my.
I'm so sorry. Just a bit too much to drink, I think.
Fuck you.
We're all so glad you could come.
No, we're not.
And we wish you all the best.
Fuck all of you. Oh, dear.
Thank you, Ivan. Now, if you'd bring us some coffee, we'll see if we can press on. And do make it strong. Thank you, Ivan.
Yeah, thanks.
Cheers, Ivan. Love that you've got a butler called Ivan. Very Adams family. Where did you find him? He's fucking Mahusev.
Well, I sort of inherited him. Ivan's been with the family for years.
Hope we get a giant butler.
Thanks so much for seeing us.
Not at all.
I have to say, this place is...
swank as fuck.
Meredith!
Thank you, my dear. Yes, Ivan wasn't the only thing I inherited. I'm sure it's not a patch on what you see in London, but it has a certain old school charm.
Yeah, I can see that. Crikey, that looks dangerous.
Hmm? Oh, yes. The old man was a bit of a weapons nut. Loved his blade.
Yeah, nothing makes a statement quite like a heaving great sword on the wall, does it?
Quite. Now, why don't you two take a seat and we can begin? Again, I'm so sorry I missed the wake. I've been dashing around so much today, it couldn't be helped, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's quite all right.
Yeah, you didn't miss much, not exactly a knees up.
Ah, perfect timing. If you can just leave that on the desk, we'll be getting started.
Nice spread.
Thank you. The china was actually a gift from your mother. I honestly don't know what I would do without. Do help yourselves. And so, to business.
Right.
Now, obviously, there are three main aspects to Iris's estate. There are some nominal savings, along with her house and her business to deal with. Thankfully, there are provisions in place for all three of these, which we'll get to, but... well, first, I think we may need to establish just how much you two actually know about your mother's work.
She was CEO for a social care association or something or other, wasn't she? I know that's where Dad's life insurance went.
Yeah, helping dropouts and all that. Fucking hypocrite.
That is what she told you, yes, but that may not be the entire truth.
Hang on. What are you implying?
Why would anyone lie about working for a charity?
Your mother did not work for a charity. She was, to be more accurate, the chief executive officer for ICS, or, to give it its full moniker, Inexplicable Community Support, though most know it officially as Impoverished Community Support.
And what the fuck does that mean when it's at home?
It means...
what?
Well, it means vampires. It means lichens, eternals, invulnerables, succubi, incubi, the dead, the dispossessed, and anything and everything in between. Anyone that defies what we think we know about the world, what some call the supernatural. Once your mother found out about their situation and how little support was out there, she decided to do it herself. God, what was that little phrase she used to use? Summed it up rather nicely. Oh, yes, we care for the factually transient.
What?
Right. No, yeah, that's very good. Ha ha, very funny.
Is it?
I'm well aware how it sounds, but I am afraid it's quite true.
Sorry, am I missing something?
The ICS is much like any other community support organisation, with one caveat. The people it supports are different. We offer shelter, food, support groups, house calls, a shoulder to cry on, all of that and more. Once word got around, more and more inexplicables came to Gravesby for our help. And so inexplicable community support has become a bit of a secret institution.
Sorry, let me guess. The X-Men was taken.
Harold, what are you laughing at? Seriously, if there's a funny, funny joke here, someone's going to have to explain it to me because I am fucking lost.
I feared this might happen. Perhaps I should just show you?
By all means.
Yes, I think that might be easier. Very well. Ivan? Ivan, could you come in here for a moment, please? Ivan, I think a demonstration is in order. If you could hand me the Schiavona. I think John the Baptist tonight, Ivan, yes?
Look, this is all very entertaining, but it's been a long day and I think we've all had enough. Wait, what are you doing? No, stop!
Fuck me!
Holy shit! Oh, fuck my fucking fuck!
Here you are, Ivan. Apologies for the dust.
Look at that! That's fucking immense. Well played, bravo. How the fuck did he do that? Is he like one of those, what do you call it? An automaton. Automaton. Can never fucking pronounce it. Like a robot thingy.
Not at all. He's flesh and blood. Same as you and I. Well, to a degree. As I say, Ivan's been in the family for years. Generations, in fact. And thanks to Iris, he has a lovely little flat, a job, and as of last year, a fine little tailoring business on the side. Not bad for... How old are you this year, Ivan? 149? 150? We'll have to do something special.
I mean, that's epic. That's Britain's Got Talent epic. Fair play.
Harold, are you all right? You appear... less impressed.
I've seen stage shows, you know. Ones where people get cut in half, get stabbed, drowned. It's all fake. Tricks and, frankly, it's in poor taste, given the context.
Harold, we're not trying to trick you. There really is an inexplicable community being cared for here in Gravesby.
Oh, lighten up, Harold. You've got to admit, it was a pretty decent trick.
You both need to understand.
Oh, I understand. I understand that my mother had a 3-bedroom house and a successful business and that some people might go to some pretty extreme lengths to deny my family members what's rightfully theirs.
Wait, what?
No. Of course you're both getting the house and you're getting the business. Point of fact, the business is your primary inheritance. That's what Iris wanted, you and Meredith. A 50-50 stake in ICS with all of the benefits and obligations therein. Now, I understand that this is a lot, especially given the context. I don't expect you to take all this in straight away. You'll need some time to process it, but...
I'm going to speak to a solicitor today. Someone I know, someone I trust. And I'm going to get some protections in place because you... I don't want you anywhere near this. Come on, Meredith. We're leaving. Meredith!
What?
We're leaving!
No, you're leaving, I'm staying. There's biscuits!
Fine!
Poor lamb. It's a lot to take in.
Nah, he's always like this. Pompous ass.
It's a lot to take in. He'll need time. You both will.
Well, thanks for the biscuits and all. I'll just take, these for the road. Oh, and that on. But I'm actually gonna head out. Just didn't want to give him the satisfaction, you know.
Very well. Meredith? If you ever need to talk, you know where to find me.
Oh, right. Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it. Big love and all that. Catch you later, big man.
No, don't worry. We can work with this.
Thank you.
me, how depressing is this?
Yep.
Vodka Red Bull, double no ice, and a double SoCo as is. What?
You what?
What do you have?
Ale.
Fine. Ale, 2 pints.
You have 2 new messages. First message, received today at 10:47 a.m.
There's tons of crap left on that shit heap you call a desk, and if you do not pick it up by tomorrow, we will just chuck it.
Suits me.
Second message received today at 10:47 a.m.
Miss Stonewell, if you think for one moment you are receiving your damage deposit back after what you did to that bathroom...
And fuck you.
Deleted.
Yup. 570.
Ah. I'm guessing you don't do contactless?
No.
Shit. So, funny story. My mum actually just died, so...
570.
It's fine. I've got it. And I'll have the same. Keep the change.
Keep the change? All right, calm down.
So...
Don't...
Excuse me?
No jokes, no lines, not in the mood. Thanks for the drinks. Now, why not be a real class act and let me drink them in peace?
Anyone sitting here?
You deaf?
Sorry? What?
Right. You have 10 seconds to convince me not to glass you. Twice.
10 seconds? That should be enough. I'm getting another. You can't glass me if I'm all the way over at the bar. Same again.
What the fuck was that?
Handsome bastarditis. Symptoms include confidence and perfect hair.
Right, yeah.
It's probably fatal.
You know, I literally buried my mum today.
Yeah, I heard. Want to talk about it with a caring stranger?
No.
Fair enough. Cheers. So my name's...
Don't care.
Godbolt.
Fuck off.
What?
What do you mean, what? God what? Godbolt? Your fucking name is Godbolt?
Yep.
What a ridiculous made-up name. Godbolt. Jesus.
Don't know what to tell you.
Why not just call yourself King Arthur and be done with it?
You are a very offensive woman. You know that?
I'll have you know that I am a fucking delight.
Look, I'll prove it to you. See, driver's license, national insurance...
Abraham Godbolt. Oof, you must have had the shit kicked out of you at school.
I really did. So, now that we've cleared that up, Abraham Godbolt, nice to meet you.
Meredith.
Meredith.
Meredith, none of your fucking business.
Fair enough. Just Meredith then, like Cher or something. I can get behind that. May I interest you in another drink, Meredith?
Hope you brought your overdraft. You're gonna need it. No, listen, right? He's got 2 kids at home, yeah? Plus a wife, a dog, and like a lizard. Or
a lizard?
What? No, yeah, shut up. The point is, he's still chasing all the interns, and they're definitely not into it. Somebody had to say something.
And you did at the launch.
Yeah, 15,000 people watching online. It was epic.
Sounds it.
It was.
So then he sacked you.
He didn't sack me. I sacked myself, fucking prick. Besides, he was spaffing money up the wall, all the,
profits?
No, what? Shut up. Investors.
Right.
They got to see where he was shoving their cash. Spoilers, it was up someone's ass, like on end. Anyway, fuck him. Where are we going next? I want cocktails. Where does cocktails?
Hang on, you've got
Got what?
You've got an eyelash. I'm just... there. See?
Cocky little bastard, aren't you?
Do you like cocky little bastards?
Godbolt, is that you?
What were you?
You don't want to be with him.
Excuse me?
Hey, piss off! Get out of here!
Fuck, look at her teeth! Fuck!
That's right. Fuck off! Hey, are you alright?
What the hell was that?
Nothing. Just some random.
Nothing? She literally just ran up the fucking wall did you not see that?
Just breathe, Meredith.
Mouth like a fucking piranha.
Let's calm down, yeah? We can go somewhere else. Sit down and get another drink.
I don't need a drink. I need... Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Meredith? Meredith? Can you hear me? Oh, shit. Shit, shit, shit. Hello? Yeah. No, I need an ambulance.
Inexplicables is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was written by Tom Critch and Alexander J. Newell, with script editing by Helen Gould. It was produced by Hannah Preisinger and directed by Maddie Searle, with production manager April Sumner and executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Meredith Stonewell was played by Beth Eyre. Harold Stonewell was played by Harry Farmer. Shehela was played by Safia Ingar. Frank was played by Ian Hales. Cressida was played by Faye Roberts. Abraham Godbolt was played by Mark Nicholson. John Belfrage was played by Kareem Crumfley. Lily Jones was played by Savi Desitage. Susie Broadbent was played by Vera Chalk. William Allen was played by Alexander Doddy. Ivan and Meredith's boss were played by Alexander J. Newell. The landlord was played by Alistair Stewart. The announcement and the voicemail were played by Imogen Harris. The barman was played by Mike LeBeau. The businesswoman was played by Maddie Searle. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner, music by Samuel D.F. Jones, and artwork by Annika Khan. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community at r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.